Lord, I pray your word would be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Lord, we could hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you. Amen. One of the things the Lord has just been kind of speaking to me over this little season, and other night, Wednesday night, our prayer time, and just kind of going along with everything. The Lord is speaking about this year, the year of the lion, and or the year of the roar, different things the Lord is speaking to us. Just kind of continued that today in just a little different way. Sometimes when you think of, Ephesians chapter 6, when it's talking about the armor of God, and I think three different times it tells you to stand, you know. Sometimes when we think of standing, we think of somebody like I'm standing, right? Or kind of like to dig your feet in. But there's several different words biblically for stand, and some of them is almost like you're telling a boxer to get back up, right? To get up and stand, but he's not just standing; he's fighting, right? He's moving forward, and the word the Lord was speaking to me about in this season is about advancing. You know, I was reading scripture in Joshua, and you know, when they were going in to take the land, the Lord told Joshua in chapter 1, verse 5, that no man will be able to stand before you. You know, as you go in and take this land, your enemies aren't going to be able to take a stand before you. You're going to defeat them. And in chapter 6, you know, when they defeated Jericho, and then there was this place called Ai. Chapter 7, they were going to go up and defeat it, much smaller place. But the Lord told them when they took Jericho and defeated it that they could do certain things, and there were certain things under a ban that they weren't allowed to do. And we know this guy Achan took some things under the ban, right? Kind of hid it from the Lord. So when Joshua was going to go take up Ai, he just sent, well, this is a small place. We'll just send a few thousand men. Well, no big deal. Well, yeah. Anyway, Israel was defeated, right? And the Lord was saying, this is why you're not standing before your enemy. Again, that word stand wasn't that they were just standing in one place, right? It meant to rise up, to stand before the strength of the Lord and defeat your enemy, right? So I think that's a really, I want to read just some scripture. This was in some things he shared with me. This is in Isaiah 59. This is talking about the Lord when he saw that there was no man, talking about the Lord bringing salvation to people. When he saw that there was no man, that he did it himself. He was astonished that there was no one to intercede. Then his own arm brought salvation to him, and his righteousness upheld him. And the righteousness of Christ upheld him, the lamb without spot and stuff. But he put on this righteousness as a breastplate, helmet of salvation as his head, right? Remind you of some stuff in Ephesians 6, right? He put on garments of vengeance for clothing, wrapped himself with a zeal as a mantle. According to their deeds, he will repay wrath to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the coastlands, he will make recompense. And they will fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the east. He will come like a rushing stream with a wind of the Lord that drives on. Just this great picture of the Lord bringing salvation to men. And this is where Paul gets this, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, about Jesus doing this. And, you know, he is the armor, right? But Amen. By no means here is he standing still, right? He's right. Like coming in like a rushing stream, defeating the enemy on our behalf. I just kind of happened to flip to this one. I hadn't thought of this in years. This is in 2 Thessalonians, not a scripture we read a lot, right? But I love this. It's talking about says, we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brethren, as is only fitting because of your faith is greatly enlarged, and the love each one of you has toward each other grows even greater. Therefore, we ourselves speak proudly of you among the other churches of God, for your perseverance and faith in the midst of all your persecutions and afflictions, which you endure. This is a plain indication of God's righteous judgment, so that you will be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which indeed you are suffering. For after all, it is only just for God to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give relief to you who are afflicted, and to us as well,
when the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels and flaming fire dealing out retribution. Really cool scripture here. I really like this. It's another picture of God doing battle, but I think this is a kind of a prophetic word about this upcoming year, because Paul is saying to these guys, encouraging them that, you know, all the afflictions, the persecutions they're going through, that God was going to bring that same affliction on their enemies, right? Not talking about the people themselves, but it's talking about the real enemy, right? The demonic spirits, that God is going to bring retribution and deal it out, what they're doing to you, okay? And I've just been listening to some different prophetic words of these guys I really trust, and one of the words that was coming forth is that the things that you've been going through, and especially in like 20 and 21, 22 is going to be God dealing out retribution to the enemy, right?
Praise
like
Lord.
Jesus rising Amen. Up here with the flaming, Amen. As a flaming fire with his angels, you know, these bad to the bone angels that are coming to do some damage, right? On your behalf. So this is just going to be a year of, you know, because you think of a lion when he's out, you know, he just doesn't, I don't think they just roar for no reason, you know. Sometimes that's, they do that when they're coming into another territory of another lion, which, you know, scripture says that Satan prowls around like a lion, all right? And when a lion, a stronger lion's coming in to dethrone this lion, that's when he starts sounding out and roaring, letting that other lion know, I'm coming. You know, you better get out of here. So I kind of see that in my mind this year as what the Lord is doing. You know, the year of the roar is Jesus coming in and sending out a warning that I'm coming and I'm fixing to dethrone you as far as the enemy goes, right? And take back this land. So we can see that as kind of a corporate thing, but I think it's a real personal thing too, of a victory of this year that God is going to do. You know, he's going to deal out retribution on your behalf. All the affliction and suffering that we've gone through, he's going to pay back tenfold to the enemy. So we're going to see a lot of victory this year. So when the Lord is speaking to us about standing, he's saying to us to rise up, right? Not just stand where we are, but rise up like the picture I gave you earlier, like someone boxing or whatever you like. You like that mixed martial arts stuff. Now, just think of that you're getting up, right, and you're fighting. But it's the Lord doing that, right? The Lord is doing that in and through you because it's time to defeat the things that have been defeating you, that you have victory over this. It's part of any personal victory that we have with the Lord, there's this thing in us, because right after chapter 59 that I just read you in Isaiah, when it starts in chapter 60, it says this: arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of God has risen upon you. And it goes on to say, shake yourselves from the dust, remove the chains. Well, that means if I can remove the chains, it means that they're loose, right? I can just kind of step out of them. Now, this is a year of advancing in the kingdom, you know, that this, again, you know, even today I was thinking, gosh, Lord, thank you. You know, in my mind, when I think of stand, I've always thought of just, hey, you just stand firm and, you know, kind of lock down and hunker down in your foxhole. But no, man, that means advance. You know, you're standing in his strength. You're rising up and you are moving forward in your walk, right? It really is true. We've heard bishops say this, and you know, that if we're not, there's no sitting still kind of in the kingdom, because you're moving forward or you're kind of drifting back a little bit. I've seen that true in my life. But this is the time, and this is a year of taking the ground, of advancement. You know, I like the 20 and the 22s. Always reminds me of Joseph. You know, I've been reading a lot Psalm 103 again, because it's a story of just this prophetic thing about Joseph, about his time coming. You know, God had sent forth this famine and sent a man before them, Joseph, who was had his feet in fetters, his neck in irons. And then when his time came and his word was to be revealed, then it says the king sent and released him. you know, and then made him ruler over everything that he had. So it was the time when of being released. But the Lord gave Pharaoh two dreams, you know, the one with the cows, one with the corn. And Joseph told him, the reason the Lord gave you two dreams is to let you know that what is happening is going to happen quickly, right? It is from God, and it will happen quickly. Those are your double twos, your two and your two. So we're in the year of 22, right? 2022, that what God does, he's going to do quickly. It is from the Lord, and he's going to do it quickly. So this is a year of freedom, of victory, of really taking a ground and advancing in the Lord, right? For not for just Christ the King, the body of Christ, but for you personally. So be encouraged, you know, and do that. Let the Lord do that. Let him, you know, there's a scripture in Jeremiah I was reading about the fire of God will come. And just like one of the things he says about Jeremiah is that he set him on fire, you know. And Jeremiah's like, if I don't do this, I'm just going to explode, right? Wow. That the fire of the Lord's coming, you know. Ask him just to kind of, just to fill you with his fire, his passion, his desire. I think the Lord is doing that too, is just kind of refueling people with fire to rise up and to fight, right? Because the enemy's just kind of, he really has done that with the church. He's just kind of got us all hunkered down, you know. It's time to come out of those places, right?
Amen.
It's time to come out and, you know, sound the charge and get up and come out of these foxholes we've been.
Amen.
You know, because all you can do in a foxhole is just dodge bullets, right?
Yeah.
And but right. It's time to take the ground. Amen.